5.
This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
We roll on through an in-depth look at Douglas County education as the school year is underway. It's the back-to-school series, and we are talking about the Camas Valley Charter School today. And Superintendent Don Wunsley, thanks for coming in.
Oh, appreciate you having me. Glad to be here.
To overall talk about the district and the boundaries, how many students, how many staff you have, things like that.
Well, we're located on Highway 42, about 16 miles outside Winston. Boundaries, obviously, we're a charter school, so what that means is, you know, we could take students from anywhere. So we have students from Winston, Roseburg, Myrtle Creek, Myrtle Point, just a lot of that. There's a difference between a charter in a school district and a charter on its own. So we're a charter on our own out there. So.
And do you feel like, and I know that the whole way that charter schools work kind of evolved a couple points along the way. Now, you've been there for how many years?
This is my fifth year.
And as you've looked at charter schools, though, I'm kind of curious if the charter model wasn't set up the way it was right now. Do you think that school would have gotten absorbed along the way, maybe into Winston?
Possibility. The numbers were about 50-50, so 50% from Camas Valley. So it'd be in the ballpark. You know, so the charter makes it nice where you can operate, better budget, more kids, you know, better facilities. So it helps us in the long run.
So you've been there 5 years. Talk about your background in education and other things you've done.
Well, this is year 32, so it's been a while. Started off in 91, 92 as a teacher. Basketball coach, worked my way up to an athletic director, principal, and then the superintendent. So it's been a long process in 32 years.
I mean, is that all in Oregon?
Yep, all in Oregon. I'm an Oregonian, born in Oregon, been in Oregon for most of my life.
So how did the beginning of the school year go for Camas Valley?
Start off really good. So this year we decided to start after Labor Day. And that just kind of got us off to a good start. I think people like that. Families like that a little bit better. Last year, we started before Labor Day, and attendance was a little low. And parents kind of pretty much had a conversation and let us know they would like to start after Labor Day. So we did that this year, and it's kind of got us off to a good start.
Now, you might have that same conversation, though, when you're still having school and some other people are done.
Well, hopefully now we've worked our calendar out pretty good, so I don't think there's going to be a lot of things that, you know, run into conflicts. We're going to go into the second week of June, so it shouldn't be too bad.
So any big changes for Camas Valley as the year began?
Well, we hired a reading intervention specialist, which has been, we've been really focusing on reading the last few years. Our reading scores have gone up tremendously. Some students are up in the 300 to 400% range of improvement in their reading. It's all pretty much all the classes have improved. So I think, you know, the reading intervention specialist will specialize and kind of just keep moving that program forward. And before, we've been splitting up amongst staff kind of doing it, but now it's that person doing that. So that's one thing. This year we're starting a STEM program in the grade school and high school. And so I think that's really going to benefit the science programs in our school. And we're going to focus on the STEM along with robotics. So we're starting robotics up in the school also. So we did other things. I mean, you know, facility-wise, you know, new track, new baseball field, new softball field. I was out this past summer with youth baseball and softball out in the back area where we have our fields. And there was cars everywhere. Kids everywhere, and so it's just been a good addition with facilities and the kids. So a lot of new stuff going on there.
Now, how did you get all these sports things funded?
A lot of it grant money. So we use some stuff with grant money. We have a vice principal who's really good at getting grants, does a good job with that. So we use that a lot. We obviously we have a pretty good budget, so we use some of that was, you know, on the basic budget part of that side, but mostly grants.
Now, did you get all your positions filled to begin the school year?
Yes. So that was nice. We were pretty much before midsummer, we were filled, ready to go. There was one position I was waiting to make a decision on, and that was pretty much just my waiting to make the decision on that. But for the most part, we were full, ready to go when school started.
So how many people did you have to hire this year?
So we hired 4 new teachers this year and a few aides, so not a lot. We don't have a lot of turnover. Basically, we retain. In fact, I ran a statistic somewhere. I don't know where I ran that into about Douglas County. We had one of the best retention rates in the county. So we don't turn over staff very often. 4 for us is kind of a high number. So.
Do you feel like because it's kind of a unique environment, you're able to find people that kind of fit right into this smaller structure?
Yeah, I think there is people like being there. I think it's relationship based, focus on kids and education, and I think that people like that. And so there's a draw to that, to want to not have to worry about a lot of different things. You know, they know people care about them. We care about the kids, and we just pretty much stay focused on what we're doing. And I think that seems to be a draw for people that want to work there.
When you've got openings, are you concerned for teaching positions about what appears to be kind of a nationwide shortage of people getting into the field of education through traditional pathways?
Yeah, I think with all educators now, that is a concern. So what used to be, you would have openings and you would get a pile of resumes to go through, and pretty good stack of them. And now that is not the case. It's slim pickings on how many are really there. I mean, it's, you're going through that. And I think that's going to continue to be the case. You know, I can't go into all, you know, I can only worry about Camas Valley, but I think there's a lot of reasons why that's happening. One of them, I think, is just, you know, the focus on education. There's a lot more things people are focusing on rather than education. And I think that hurts this this field. So I think the more we focus on education, you know, the better we're going to do. So we'll see how that goes down the road.
Now, you mentioned all of the new fields and all of that. For people that aren't familiar with Camas Valley, a question I've been asking other people, how many buildings on your campus? How many schools on your campus?
We have, well, we're one school, so we're all on the same campus, but we have 10 buildings. So, hey, that's, I knew that. That was a test, right?
There you go. We're counting everything.
So buildings built in 1928, so this is the main building, and then we have outer buildings where we have house our middle school, grade school kids, and a couple of the modulars, and then we have an ag barn that we remodeled a few years ago for our ag program.
So a 1928 building, I mean, that's almost 100 years old. What kind of shape is it in?
It's a pretty good shape. We take good care of it. We had seismic stuff done in the building and the gym a few years back. So a lot of things got redone due to the seismic retro. And it's got a layout. It's a little bit different. You get it. You know, I remember the first time I was there as superintendent, I walked through it and got lost. Couldn't figure out how to get back to the main office. But once you get it down, it works, and it's a good building. There's a little history here. They used that that layout for 4 school buildings in Oregon. So there's actually another couple more of those around in Oregon.
Do you think they are still operating?
I want to stop. I heard one of them is in Pilot Rock.
Okay.
So one of these days I'm going to stop off in Pilot Rock and say, hey, can I go through your school?
Wow.
Let's see what it looks like.
Now, for a smaller district like Camas Valley, maybe this issue shifts, but what about the security enhancement area? A lot of school districts are doing fencing and doing vestibules and different things. What about Camas Valley?
Yeah, we're a little bit ahead of the game. We did that a few years back, so our property is completely fenced. It's the gates are locked during the day. Our doors, we have a double door entry system that lock both sets of doors lock with a switch. So we got ahead of that. I think, you know, I've always felt the importance of, you know, having a secure campus. And I think with things that happened in the past with schools, I always thought that things would never happen in a small school. And then with things that happened around different areas, I thought, let's be proactive in this. And so we took care of that a few years ago.
And honestly, you're right along a highway as well, which maybe even brings in, you know, additional concerns from people just, you know, passing through.
Yeah. So not really, I mean, pretty much everybody's kind of just going by, you know, and so every now and then you know, people pull off the road, highway, and do something. In fact, we had a school sign in our parking lot that got knocked down. And we went back and watched the video. And a person with a motorhome came into our parking lot and took out the sign with their RV, was just turning around in our school parking lot. So, but not very many things that happened, you know, but not very many people off the highway.
All right, more when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM, 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson at 1, Shannon Sebastian with your cue at 4. The back-to-school series continues tomorrow with the superintendent of Days Creek Charter School, Joe LaFontaine. He'll be in for Inside Douglas County. Don Wensley, superintendent of Camas Valley Charter School, in with us now. What do you feel like the mood of students is going into this school year? I mean, we obviously had a number of challenging years, especially for education. What's it like this year?
I think this year it's been very pretty positive. So my office is right outside the hallway to the high school, and I get to interact with the kids a lot. And this seems to be a lot more energy, a lot more positive things going on. So I think it's, you know, we're off to a good school year. And I know it's been a little after COVID and everything went on. I mean, some things were just strenuous and hard to deal with, and then the kids had a hard time coming back. But it seems to be like, for most parts, it's like a normal school year starting off from the past.
Do you feel like, are you seeing numbers of kids, more of them getting reengaged in sports and other activities?
Yeah, so we have a lot of kids playing sports. I think the kids are more engaged. We have ag, more kids doing that, more kids doing music. So I think there's a lot of kids that are starting to engage more in school. And the nice thing, too, is academically, they're engaging. So I think that was kind of the crux and the hard part when it came back from COVID was, you know, you had online stuff and things that just didn't work and get them engaged. And I think now they're pretty much engaging.
Talk about your ag program. Obviously, rural area, probably a lot of interest in that.
Yeah, so when I first got there, we had our SIAs. We did a survey and with the community about what they'd like to see, and the two main things that came up were ag and music. So we looked into it, decided to go ahead and hire ag teacher. We had a nice ag barn that was it was kind of like falling apart on the property. It hadn't been used much, and we decided to remodel the whole thing, hire an ag teacher, and away we went. So we have a new ag teacher this year. Her name is Heather Brown. She is enthused and ready to go, and we're looking forward to having a good year in ag.
So is that the first year of that program being back?
No, this is to be the third year.
And a lot of kids probably, well, now you have the kids that are coming in from other areas, but for the kids that live in Camas Valley, a lot of them already probably have ag in their lives.
Yeah, they understand farming, they understand community, they understand logging, I mean, hard work, those kind of things. So the kids, that is something that was very important to the community to have back. In fact, when we brought ag back, that was probably the main topic when I go places. People would say, thanks for bringing ag back, and, you know, and I'm appreciative of all the people that put work into that, and 'cause that's part of what Camas Valley is.
Now, what about the music piece? Because sometimes that type of program is harder to do or to find someone for in a rural area.
So, we hired a full-time music teacher a few years back, and he is doing music K through 12, building the program. So that's been off to a good start, and it's building slowly. It's one of those where you're going in each classroom. Each one is having music. We have different instrument stuff they're doing. So the program's growing, and it's going in the right direction.
What do you feel like your top goals are for this year?
So, obviously the STEM and robotics and the science department, to get that up and going and make sure that runs well. Keep developing the reading program. Reading is key in all of education. So if you're going to be strong academically, the reading part has to be strong. So obviously the reading leads to writing, leads to a lot of different things that are positive in education. And so we're going to continue to focus on that. And we're just thrilled about that. And obviously some people are too. We have more new students this year than I've had in a long time. So we have over 30 new students. And for us, that's a pretty good number. So I walked through the first day and I was like, wow, there's a lot of names here, new ones that I have to learn.
So are a lot of those coming from other districts?
Yep. So for the most part, there's a few that have moved into Camas Valley, but most of those from other districts.
How far away are the farthest kids?
Probably, I'm going to say Myrtle, like the Myrtle Point area probably is the furthest. So, but for the most part, it's Winston and Roseburg. Or where the extra kids come from.
And for parents, I would think there's some challenges there. How far do you run buses to get some of these kids?
We have a pickup in Winston. So parents bring kids to Winston. We have a bus that runs out of Winston, and then we have a bus that runs out of 10 Mile. So those two areas are where we run buses to.
So kind of reducing, if somebody lives in Roseburg or whatever, they've got to go out there, but they don't have to go all the way to Camas Valley.
Right. They come into Winston. We have a pick up and drop off in Winston.
And what is it that draws people from the larger areas of the county to Camas Valley? What do you think is unique that makes it a draw?
Probably a few things. One, we focus on education. That is our main theme. We try not to get distracted with other things. We talk to the staff. We create unity around focus on education. The relationships piece is big. We had a survey a couple years ago from the students, and we found out that one of those questions in the survey was, how many staff people care for you? And over 85% said two or more on their response in their survey. So I think that shows that the staff engages well with the students, they understand them, and they have a high interest in their lives and who they are as people.
And you mentioned retaining teachers for a long time. That probably helps too.
Well, yeah, it's relational based. They know we're going to focus on education. They know we're going to care about the kids. And I think that teachers like that. You develop a relationship and you want to continue those. And it's just, you're part of their lives. And so that's important. We want to support parents, and we want, it's just not you coming out of a building. It's life, it's life. And we want to be part of that with them.
I would imagine at the middle school and high school level, for teachers, you're probably teaching a larger number of subjects than maybe you would be in a bigger district.
So we have middle school, they split up. They do two or three subjects. So we have a couple middle school teachers, and they split those up. But then we have our other classes, music and PE and that kind of stuff. They have their own separate teachers, and so they go that way for those.
So when you, when did you know you wanted to be in education?
Well, I think some people know my story a little bit. I lived in my car the last 2 years of high school. So parents divorced, left. And there was two things that saved me. It was athletics and people that invested in my life. And I think what that led me to was, I appreciate the people that helped me. I never overlooked that. And I knew whatever I did, that I wanted to do something to help people. And getting into a school is the best way. Every day there's kids, and every day there's stuff going on, and you can be part of their lives. And that's when I knew I wanted to be in education, be around kids.
So where did you go to college at?
I went to University of Puget Sound and Community College at Mount Hood, and then I graduated from Multnomah University.
And what other parts of Oregon have you taught in?
Molalla for 16 years. So I was a history teacher for 16 years. I was in Molalla, and then, Klamath Falls for six. So that's pretty much the two main ones. And then in Camas Valley, as a superintendent.
All right, Don Wensley on Inside Douglas County. Thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening. listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEM.